Ion, can we say that the RNA drops are acting like a cell signaler or a redox signaling molecule?
Be that catalyst better.
Yeah, because as I see the oxygen going down, depleting in the atmosphere, there's talk about redox signaling molecules and making a big deal about ozone and oxygen as it's going away. So it's just like McLuhan's rear view mirror. But then when you look up cell signaling, it's a communication between cells that I believe we're getting with RNA drops, like you talked about the tuning fork aspect of affecting the chromosome 14. So you like catalyst, but can we say it has some equivalence with cell signaling?
Yes, within its structure, yes.
I was looking through all my notes about magnets and magnetism, and you've said a lot about that. With magnetism, is that what's going to be shifting the poles, some shift in the electromagnetics?
The spool will change around the headstone.
The spool will change around the stone?
Histones.
Histones is in genetics. What I get from that is that as the DNA...
Histone proteins are going to change.
So as they're going to change as above, so below, then the Earth is changing as well. As the cells change, the world is changing.
No above, below.
There's no above and below. Okay, so is that a true statement or an untrue statement that the cells are changing as the Earth is changing?
They're modifying via a catalyst.
Both the cells and the Earth?
Is the I cell the catalyst ion?
Or it can be.
I was saying the RNA drops, Bob.
That's the I cell?
Yeah, but there's more to it. But Ion said it can be.
The histones have to shift. And then we're only talking about lysine and the amino acids and those structures of how you rip the mass, then the muscle tone and structure. So we're not there. So it's about chromosome structure, and that's cunning, and it's okay. But, yes, you're right, Bob. It's all those things you said. And, yes, it's a cliche archetype that you embrace to say that's the only thing that is and ever was, ever. But then in 6 months, 3 days, and 9 minutes, they're going to be fussing because we're going to say, oh, no, that's ridiculous. It's never that. It's never been that. What do you mean? That's ridiculous talk. You're talking... That's McLuhan speak. It's give it a job, and you got it good. Let's go. It's a Joycean ramification of an indemnified society.
Joycean ramification?
Chromosome condensation, yes.
Like, why doesn't Ion clarify what he said? Why don't you say, oh, Bob, it wasn't ramification,
because
blah, blah, blah.
Methylation of the histone turns the gene off. Acetylation turns the gene on. Phosphorylation, you don't know what it does. We're going to show you what it does.
So Joycean ramifications for genetics. Phineas Wake mimes the action of genetics.
Spermatosis, yes.
So histones are basic proteins, and their positive charges allow them to associate with DNA, which is negatively charged. Some histones function as spools for the thread-like DNA to wrap around. Under the microscope, in its extended form, chromatin looks like beads on a string. These beads are called nucleosomes. Ion said the histones have to shift, so that's what the histones are.
What are they, Carol?
Basic proteins with a positive charge. that associate with DNA.
How does that relate to Mike's proposal to Rachel on suits, Ion?
Oh, it's the same thing except for the, it's similar to a protein coil of a bacteria, but it's greatly extended.
Okay, and then how does that relate to the House of Cards First Lady leaving the president?
The nuclear matrix.
See how the TV shows are showing us genetics of the new world, Carol? How does that relate, but you've just said, to the end of the forthcoming series of Game of Thrones? I mean, there's a new show coming up.
It'll result in a fully condensed chromatin.
And how will this relate to Gail Zappa's new release of Frank Zappa, whatever she releases?
Fluorescence-in-situ hybridization.
Okay, how does that relate to Randy Boggins and James Curtis?
Bacteria cell division.
You know about that, Carol? Bacteria cell division?
I suppose bacteria do divide.
You're finally going to copy those terrible, terrible things that you want to get rid of everybody. And then the nucleosome is going to clamp to the histone. And then you're going to have about a couple of pairs with the rings and arms. When they hit around it, and then they untwist and it generates one negative super turn. And the HB2 and the H1 and H5 are just going to rip. It's going to be great. You like it.
Is it up to me to trigger the mass die-off?
We don't care.
See, Carolyn, it's up to each one of us to do it. That was a great Joyce and Ramifications for Genetics via Mitosis. We went from TV to interpersonal warfare.
Nucleoids.
Cellular gentrification, setting us up to take the fall easy.
Yes, cellular gentrification.
Oh, yeah, that's called plasmids.
When we have mirrors and tragedies and comedies and Shakespeare and TV and movies, and like, we need to see ourselves. What will that be?
Post-translational modifications.
Is it to correct the program or?
Post-translational modifications.
And what is that?
Well, let me try a guess here, Roxy. Media are metaphors, and McLuhan says they're translators. So they translate us, but they also modify themselves as well as us. So post-translational modifiers mean, no, that's the static point. What do we call that static? Nothing point we're in now, paralysis, stasis, void. So they're post-translational modifiers, modification. Nothing much
histone,
happening anymore.
Histone variant.
Histone variant. Ionic bonding valence.
And that's the reason why, for example, Bob is portrayed by the android meme.
No, the android meme's just fucked up. It's okay.
He's confused.
Schizophrenic, yeah.
I'm his last
memory. You have to give it liberty.
The chromatin puts up a barrier against Bob.
Chromatone or chromatin?
Chromatin. It's part of genes.
See, it's a barrier and it blocks Bob, but you gotta have it. So it repairs its own DNA, copies it and shifts it. But there's that protective sheet guard around the whole process. That's what protects Bob. You can't have it, but you want it. You can't have it, but you gotta get it. And it's a regulatory cue. You have to get it to program the new pathways in the Bob dump.
Did he say that the chromatin protects me or protects the android meme, Carol?
No difference. There is no difference. In a post-translational modifier, they're all the same.
Well, Ion is a little low, so I'm sometimes hard for me to understand what he was saying.
Yeah, it is hard.
Well, then
it's something like
in transcriptional memory of yeast.
And she says, so, Carolyn, this is all for you, Carolyn. He's taking all your medical knowledge and showing how it's metaphorical for psychological connective process.
I also have in my mind this word neurotransmitters.
Neurotransmitters, like, yeah.
Is there anything we have to know about that?
H3K4ME, H2B123UB, and H3AC.
That's a new formula, Carol.
Yeah.
They're for rapid reinduction. It's just a basic, simple chromatin remodeling complex. That's what you're coming to. That's why we're not giving much of this other stuff much gate, because you're fixing to change the single tree. You know what a single tree is? Well, it's what you hook a mule to the wagon with.
Well, Roxy quoted Plato discussing ion and how the iron rings would dangle from each other. That metaphor, is that what you're getting at?
That would work, yeah.
Are you here to wreak revenge on Plato's nailing you, or the word ion as a limited rhapsode, and Plato banned the poets from his republic? That would include ion. Are you back to redress your grievances of what Plato did for 2,500 years? Is that a subplot?
No. It's a position effect variegation problem.
So the ion referred to in Plato's dialogues is a channeling phenomenon, not the expression of non-physical, which you are.
It's drosophilia.
Glossophilia. Glossolalia.
No, philia.
What's he saying, Carol?
Glossophilia.
Drosophilia.
Dross, you know, dross. It's garbage. So you didn't hang around the Delphi Oracle, Ion? Or are you everywhere? If you're non-physical, you're everywhere. But did you do something with the humans in the Delphi Oracle? No, because this is the first time you came forward to create. So you didn't create back then, correct?
No, we burned a fatty with them, though.
So you now are creating, are you rechanging all relations with entities and non-physical that ever was attempted to be expressed by
the newly, especially with the newly synthesized histone? Yes.
Hear that? The chemistry, Carol.
Let me just ask this drosophilia business. I know that word is Drosophila, the small little fruit flies. Is that what you were talking about?
No, this is a part of yeast.
Part of
shifting
yeast.
Of yeast. You have
okay.
Yeast. You adore yeast. You've shown humans how to separate themselves with it forever. And now that's the very thing that you're going to use to force ascension. We adore it.
We're going to force ascension. Now you take all those quotes. Yes. We don't have to make one bit of effort. So, Carolyn, the quotes from Shakespeare.
Yes.
I am. What are the majority chemical reactions expressed by those quotes from Shakespeare, since you're emphasizing the metaphor of chemical reactions?
A heterochromogen.
Heterochromogen, Carol. Most of them are heterochromogen. Now, can you dig this, people? This is the way Phineas Wake is written. He's got the chemical metaphor embedded in the anthropomorphic metaphors. Ion is becoming more like Phineas Wake in his communication style.
What is the thing that makes Shakespeare so universal?
It's a proliferating cell nuclear antigen. Bob is muted us again. A proliferating cell nuclear antigen. We hope it's not prolapse. We hope
I know, nuclear prolapse of what?
When you do these quotes, it's like when you ask Bob to play a song. Is there a reason you say that exactly?
Yes, because Bob likes it when we throw the ball, Bob, throw the ball. We're just trying to see if we can actually get him to go fetch the ball. He's not very good at that. But he wants to throw the ball. But then when we get into actually, and then he lines it up, he never does it now. But 9 years, 10 years, 50 months, 30 times, and next time, if he ever listens to it again, when he did the Revelation series, it was the most ridiculous thing that could ever be done, ever, ever, ever. He wasn't done to it one more minute. It's a ridiculous thing, and Information Farm was going to be disbanded, and there was going to be nothing left of any of it. It was the most ridiculous thing ever, ever, ever. And now it's one of his best works. But it, he had to come to that notion, same way with this information, come to his notion. And then the next thing you know, one night in Bangkok will mean something very different soon, and Isom Lee will go down in the annals higher than any of them that have ever graduated through the Croker Quadrant.
I'm announcing Bob and Ion's engagement. As we stroll along the strand.
The propagation of DNA methylation.
We invite you to Bob's DNA methylation ceremony with Ion on March 20th to upstage Sheila's wedding. It will be on March 21st.
With Histone PTMs, yes.
Okay, can I go now?
Goodbye.
Ion, with my left foot with the warts, what was that about? I feel like the cells were replaced all of a sudden from the renew, and it happened so rapidly.
Yeah.
And now there's no trace, and Bob said it's like new cells, right? Or like asked me, would you say like, and then he told me that you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't agree with us here. And I want to know, how
all
would you
just. Wrong with you, hey, you were deficit in vitamin A.
It's vitamin A.
And you replaced it, then it all fell away.
Where does it go, or why is there no evidence of the of what fell?
H3K9.
I thought you said H3K4 before, Ion.
Well, this is referring to hers. And the heterochromatin.
Okay.
From the fission of yeast mammals.
How much is matter a product of thought?
None.
Matter precedes thought?
Maybe a nuclear lamina.
Nuclear lamina.
Lamina.
Lamina, oh yeah. So matter precedes thought on the nuclear lamina level.
Do we like that one? So... So we can do the check
Are the words, like the Greeks said, logos spermaticus, like seeds that create, like transform people?
Yeah, you're right. Spermaticus, the word the Greeks used. Spermaticus. What did I drown Ion out? Did I interfere?
No. No, you didn't. You did. You normally do, but this time you did.
Our word sperm, spermaticos.
Sometimes I have the impression you accentuate a word by playing with it. You do some alteration of the word, like a game. Then you come back to the same.
Sometimes.
So are those the seeds, the sperma?
Sometimes.
Maybe, sometimes, that's the key word here all the time, sometime.
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby.
Does that have an idiosyncratic meaning to you for me, as well as for myself to myself?
Yeah, that's the first level where you notice the tension. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. And here's the answer to the question. It's a yes, it's a no. No, maybe.
No, it is. You're right. That is the answer to the question. Touche, Ion.
Che, too.
I think it's time for me to read out the formula for the new environment. What do you think?
Al2, SO4.
SO43. Yeah, Al2, SO43. Well, okay, Al2 bracket, SO4 bracket 3. NaSO4, K, Mg4, there's the magnesium, bracket HE6NE2 inside bracket HE5 bracket and then outside bracket RN3 bracket KR6GE1 inside bracket TH3 ZR1 TI5 inside bracket outside bracket SIDO2. Isn't that fabulous? Look at that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, I think one of my other selves might actually understand it.
That's why you should pump argon into your vaults and safes.
And we should pump argon in because it's not in this formula?
Correct.
And argon is going to be primo important.
Well, if we say yes, then we make a run on the market, and then the bears start barebacking the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the bulls get pregnant, and they have too many calves. And then the calves have to be cut, and there's mountain oysters you have to deal with. And then there's too many, and then you have steers. And then you have to feed off the steers, and then you have to slaughter them and eat them. So if we say yes, that happens. If we say no, then the bears cease barebacking the bulls. And even vis-a-vis artificial insemination, no pregnancy comes to term. So then there's nothing to eat, and a world dies starving, hungry, lying in a formidable grave. So which way would you prefer we answer?
Just leave it alone, because we know that whatever argon we require in the future, we'll have it. We don't have to even think about it.
Yum. And good, 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 good. And what would your next topic of conversation or this topic of conversation be if you just had a handful left?
I was looking up in my notes, my chart of all my notes, about where we talked about argon in the past. We talked about argon a lot. You said at one point decrease the argon and the nitrogen-argon balance is what makes the trade winds blow. If you research argon and having it in our world and you change it, you affect the trade winds. So we know that's happening already, because we certainly have had a shift in our winds here. We've had much more wind. Right, Bob? And Bob says yes in his muted position.
Dun, dun, dun. It's an isomer, argon isomer.
Mm.
In an isotope.
And the angels are made of
AR-38 and 40-AR.
AR-38 and AR...
40, AR-36.
This indicates a change in the angel status, Carol. Angels are made of argon. We're talking about these changes or something about argon.
Yeah.
This is the change of the new situation, new lockdown Bob rule,
well,
the effect on angels.
You know the four winds are held back
the
by
angels.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they just let it go, didn't they?
They gave up.
Yeah.